This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by family Michael and Judith Jehoshua, Lilu Nishmas, Reb Yankov, Chai Ben Esther Malka, Reb Yankov Nissim. Chof Zayin Tammuz, 21st of July, Rabbi Avrom Chaim Tzahn, appreciation.
Parshas Matos, after the parasha of Nedarim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that they should go Nekoyim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Misa Midyanim, take revenge on behalf of the B'nei Yisrael against the Midyanim. And Achar, and as soon as you've done that, Te'asef El Amecha, it will be time for Moshe Rabbeinu to leave this world. So, it says in the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu instructed to take 1,000 soldiers from each Shevet. Vayimosru, the Pasuk says, Vayimosru me'alfe Yisrael elef lamata, and they were handed over from each Shevet, 1,000 from each Shevet. So Rashi spells on the word Vayimosru, as if they didn't go, they were handed over. So Rashi says, Taka, nobody wanted to go. This teaches us the praise of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Kama heim chavivim al Yisrael, how much they are beloved on Klal Yisrael. Where do we see from here that the leaders of Klal Yisrael are beloved on Klal Yisrael? Atzeloi shamu b'misosoi. Before they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Nifta, Mahu Omer, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say about Klal Yisrael? He said to Hashem, I'm terrified of the Oid Ma'at, if I'm a bit longer, Skoluni, and they'll stone me. The Vel Zokt, just in brackets, Zokt Hariat Mukadeshes Libatabasu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So, we know what Poshim Pshat in Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, but not so Poshim Pshat is Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oid Ma'atus Koluni, but they still stuck together. Al Kaponim states, until then, the B'nai Yisrael said, Moshe Rabbeinu said about the B'nai Yisrael, Oid Ma'atus Koluni. Well, Misha Shamu, but once they heard, Shemisas Moshe Tzluya B'nikmas Midyan, once they heard that as soon as the war is over, Moshe Rabbeinu, it will be time for him to be Nifta. Nobody wanted to go. Nobody wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Nifta. Until they were handed over against their will. And so this is what the Pasuk means. Mayimosru. And this is Lo'idiyash. Kamohim Chavivim al Yisrael. We see from here how beloved the leaders of Klal Yisrael are on Klal Yisrael. Is Trepsach Hashayla obvious question? Two questions. First of all, Oid Ma'atus Koluni. That's Chavivim. That shows how Chavivim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, are on Klal Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu is terrified that he's going to be stoned by the Yidden, that's not much of a Chavivus. So what does Rashi mean? That we see from here, Kamo Heim Chavivim al Yisrael. And second of all, why did Klal Yisrael will make your mind up? Do you like Moshe Rabbeinu? And therefore, if you're told that he's going to be Nifta, you're not going to go to war to precipitate his patira. And if you don't like him, or do you not like him? And you say, Oid Ma'atus Koluni. So, Mikora Ma'akasava, what did they think originally? Vilim Saib Ma'akasava, do you like him or do you not like him? What's the Havamina and what's the Maskana? So, the Osnai Batera makes the following comment to address the second question, which also answers the first question. The Osnai of the Torah says, human nature is that very often things are not appreciated until it's too late, until we've lost them, until a person has lost them, and then he looks back and he says, and he thinks, Oy, gebalt, was ich hab dag, and what I did have is such a wonderful thing. Calls when a person has something, the appreciation is maybe not so strong, when he's about to lose it, or when he has lost it, all of a sudden then he wakes up and he chaps, gewalt, What a wonderful thing I have. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu was leading Klal Yisrael, and they didn't see any danger of losing him, so Oid Ma'at Uskoluni, that appreciation wasn't there. The minute they heard that Moshe Rabbeinu is about to be taken away from them, straight after the Muhammad, Moshe Rabbeinu will be taken away from them. Oy, boy, how will we manage without Moshe Rabbeinu? Then they displayed Igloi Musa Lechaplemafreya. That showed that really all the way along they loved Moshe Rabbeinu. Deep down, they always loved Moshe Rabbeinu. Except they never displayed their appreciation. They never on how wonderful Moshe Rabbeinu was. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be taken away from them, they suddenly realized how chaviv he was and how chaviv he always was. And therefore, this answers what they held originally and the Besaid. And it also answers the Rashi of Kama Haim Chavivim Al Yisrael. We asked, Oid Ma'akas Kuluni. They wanted to stone Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rashi says, Kama Haim Chavivim. And the answer is, yes, on the surface, they wanted to stone Moshe Rabbeinu. But on further, once they were misbinded, what they had in Moshe Rabbeinu, and when were they misbinding in that? When did they think about this? When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to be taken away from them, they realized all the way along how wonderful Moshe Rabbeinu was, and b'shum oifen they would do nothing to bring his patira closer. And therefore that truly showed Kama Haim Chavivim Al Yisrael. What I'd like to discuss of Ezra Hashem today is, what is the psychology of this phenomena of the Oznaim L'Torah that calls man a person has something. We don't appreciate it so much. A person tends or maybe not to appreciate it. And somehow or other, when it's about to be taken away, all of a sudden, they chap and they begin appreciating. What changed? What was the change of attitude? What's the psychology? What can we learn from this? The Chavos HaVavos, in the beginning of the Shar HaBchina, which is the Shah where the Chavos HaVavos discusses the Chasdei Hashem in the Bria of the world, in the Bria of our bodies, every aspect. And the Chavos HaVavos asks the old question, Hashem does for us so many chasodim. I once made a chesed, or tried to make a chesed, in what we say in Nishmas, Elef Alfi Alofim, how much is that? Elef Alfei Alofim V'Ribei Revolos Pa'omim. To me it came out, Elef Alfei, me at Rabbi Mishnai. Maybe it means much more than two. But to me it came out approximately, give or take a few million, 4 million, I think it's a billion. What's a billion? A million, million or a thousand? A million. Right, so it's four, at least, the Chalapach is 4 billion chasodim. So every person gets l'chol ha'pachas 4 billion chasodim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elef alfei alofim v'ribei revavos pa'amim. Asks the Chavos HaVavos, so why is it that so many people, I'm sure our present company, I'm sure the Oilam here is not included, but why is it that so many people are not grateful to Hashem? They don't thank Hashem, they don't try and give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as they should. 4 billion chasodim? Imagine you would get 4 billion chasodim from someone, how you would just bend over backwards to be able to fulfill his will, to make him happy. And Hashem gives us all these chasodim, why is it? And the Chavos HaVavos says that for three reasons, a person tends not to be oimed on the chasodim which we receive from Hashem. The first is, says the Chavos HaVavos, because we have been in receipt of these chasodim before we had das. The minute we were born, Hashem was showering upon us chesed, life and gesund, and people to look after us. And so when, by the time we became, says the Chavos HaVavos, by the time a person becomes a bar das, it's just part of him. He's alive. Well, why shouldn't he be alive? He was alive, been alive for the last 13 years, so why shouldn't he try to be alive? Being gesund, and he can see and can hear and can breathe, and the heart's working and the liver's working and the lungs are working and he kind of walks. He's been doing that for the last 13 years, so make him taste that it shouldn't work. And so since a person has become so accustomed to, before he had das, Imagine a person would be born a badass, would be born 13 years old with a full seichel. That would be a different story. Because straight away he begins to think, hey, how does this work? Why is it working? Something is made, somebody's making it working. I have to display our Koras HaTov. But it doesn't go like that. We're born as babies without any das. And by the time, it says the Chovos HaVavos, we receive our das, we're so used to all this that it's just part of life, taken for granted. And therefore this is the first reason. Says the Chovos HaVavos, why things are not appreciated, maybe as much as they should be. The second reason, says the Chovos HaVavos, is because unfortunately, le'aleinu, life is full of trials and tribulations and challenges and sorrows. And therefore people, we get overwhelmed with the troubles, with our sorrows, with our difficulties. And we don't, very hard for us to really understand kol ma'ado ovid rachmona letav ovid. And so we tend to be man-a-mind from the good things because we're so weighed down with the challenges of Parnassa and the challenges of Gesund and the challenges of Tzar Gidol Bonim, etc., etc. And then the Chovos HaVavos says, another chesed, actually this, the following, is the first thing which he mentions. And that is, that people are so busy focusing on the things which they don't have, that they don't even think about that which they do have. Yes, Hashem showers me with this and that, but I haven't got that. And his whole mind is taken up with what he doesn't have, that he completely ignores. And as soon as he does get that thing which was cracking that he didn't have, then he's on to the next one. And so you never have a sense of Chovos HaVavos, we never get around to focusing on what we do have because we're so busy on to the next thing that we never get the chance to focus and to think about what we do have. And so therefore, says the Chovos HaVavos, because of these three things, because we grew up with this before we had das and we've come to take it for granted, and because of the tzoros, and because of the fact that we're always thinking about the next thing which we don't have, and as soon as we've got that, we're on to the next thing, and it's never ending. And therefore, a person is not focusing enough on what he does have. Let us focus on this last cheshbon. How does a person get around this? Yes, human nature is, says the Chovos HaVavos, that a person tends, unfortunately, to focus on that which he does not have. And therefore, he doesn't even give the time of day to think about what he does have. And therefore, the appreciation is lacking. So what's the way to get around this problem? So there's a story which is told, I'm sure it never happened, but it's a Yiddish Maisa, and like all true Yiddish Maisas, it's based on the Gemara. The story is told as follows. A Yid comes to his Rav and says to his Rav, Rebbe, I have 10 children, I live in one room, Dira, and Pasha, there's no space, I'm going mad. I need a Brocha, I need a Yeshua. Rebbe, please, help me find a bigger Dira. So I'm sure you all know the story. The Rebbe says, I'll help you, but only if you follow my instructions to the letter. If you don't follow them to the letter, then it won't work. Okay, whatever the Rebbe says. Okay, go to the market and buy yourself a cow, and the cow, not in the field, lives in the deer. Rebbe, I'm squashed with tension. You said you would listen to the letter. And what should he do? Rebbe, he let himself in for it with his rod. Goes to town, buys himself a massive cow, brings it into the house, so you've got 10 children on the cow. He comes back after a week, he's almost going out of his mind. The Rebbe says, right, this week's project, go buy yourself a horse. So now I've got 10 children, a cow and a horse. The next week it's a chicken, the week after it's a sheep, the week after it's a goat, until he's got 7, 8 animals, and mamish, he's a chut hasara away from collapsing, from a nervous breakdown. And then, after 7, 8 weeks, when he's got this zoo in the house, besides his 10 children, the Rebbe says to him, right, now, send the whole lot out, the cow, the goat, the this, the that, like, sounds like Kankadio, the whole lot, send them all out, and then come back to me tomorrow. So he sends them all out, and he comes back to the Rebbe tomorrow, smiling from ear to ear. Rebbe, I never realized how much room. It's mamish, I'm a chaya. It's a ravkos. It's like a 5-dira penthouse. I don't know what you did, Rebbe, but shkoyach. That's the story. Bubba Maisa Mustafa. But there's a moira dika musa haskel. What was the chachma? What did the Rebbe do? What did the Rav do? What was the chachma? The chachma was to change the perspective. This fellow was thinking, "Oi, I could have such a big Adira. It could be better. It could be better. It could be better." And he was eating himself up. So the Rebbe showed him, "Listen here. It could be a lot worse. You could have a house with a cow and a goat and a sheep and a chicken and a horse and a half a dozen other animals. It could be a lot worse." Once the perspective was changed, so then I'm such a lucky person. I live in a house without a cow, and I live in a house without a horse, and without a sheep, and without a goat, and without a chicken. Mamish Barabkas. What the Rav did was to change the perspective. Don't look at what you don't have. Don't look how it could be better. Look how it could be worse. That's the Maisa which they say. And like all good Yiddish Maisas, it's based on Chazal, Furash and Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dorim, in Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva, after he married Rachel, so we know that the Shver was a Madre, he thought Rabbi Kiva was an Amoretz, and therefore the Shver of Rabbi Kiva, he was Madre Rabbi Kiva from all his Nechosim, and he wasn't Kalba Savua, was Adron Hanam Mikol Nichse, and so they lived, Rachel and Rabbi Kiva, in abject poverty. And the Gemara says, Habagonu Bei Tivna. They didn't have a mattress to sleep on. They slept on straw. And every morning when they woke up, Habakomankit Le Tivna Mimazia. Rachel, the Tzadekist, every morning she had to pick out the straw from her shaitel, from her clothes, because straw, you know what it's like, those of you who've got wood shavings on sukkahs? It goes everywhere. And your clothes and... So there was straw, it goes everywhere. Every morning she had to go and pick out all the straw. And she was cratzing and complaining, and it was difficult. And Rabbi Kiva tried to be mechazaka. Omar lo yisetah, you know, ihavoyli, if only I had money, ramin aloch Yerushalayim, I would buy you a golden chain, I would buy you everything. I'm sorry, yichonish, wasn't it? Says the Gemara, Asa Eliyahu. Eliyahu Anovi came, knocked on the door, Itma lehoin ke'anosha. Dressed up as a human being. And he knocked on the door, Bekakori Abava. Amar lehu. So they opened the door and they saw this Eliyahu Hanavi who looked like a real, real poor person. Havuli purta de tivna. Could you spare me? Eliyahu Hanavi asks the couple, Rachel and Rabbi Kiva, could you spare me, please, a bit of straw? Why? The Yaldas Itzi. My wife gave birth to a child. Velesli midam laguna, and we sleep on the ground. Let alone we don't have a mattress. We don't even have straw. We sleep on the hard ground. She's a Yeledes. She needs something to soften the ground. Please, please, could you spare me a little bit of straw? Omar lo Rabbi Kiva leintese. So Rabbi Kiva said to his wife Rachel, Chazi, look, Gavra, here's a fellow, Dafilu Timna lo Isle. He doesn't even have straw. There are people even worse off than us. So the Ran and Rashi say, why did Hashem send Eliyahu Hanavi? Obviously there must be the message over here. Says the Ran and Rashi says this, the Mefarish says the same thing. Kedei lenachem oisom. In order to comfort and to be mechazek, Rachel and Rabbi Kiva, ulaharo islohem, and to show them, sheyesh aniim yoisa mehem. Yes, you could have it better. Yes, you could have a mattress. But look, it could be worse. Look at this person. He hasn't even got straw. And his wife has had a baby and she hasn't even got straw. What did Eliyahu Hanavi do? He changed the perspective. Instead of looking at what I don't have, and how it could be better. Look how it could be worse. And once a person changes the perspective, then what a person has, he begins to appreciate. In the whole, as the Chumash of Abba says, we're so busy thinking and focusing and worrying about what we don't have. We're always looking at how it could be better. And therefore we haven't got time and place in our minds to appreciate what we have. The way to be able to try and work against that and to correct that is to focus on the other side. To do like that Rav did. You could live in a house with 10 animals. Could be 1,000 times worse. You could have no straw, let alone a mattress. There are such people like that. And once the focus has changed to that, then a person becomes happy. Then a person is besuch. And this is the pshat in Klal Yisrael. Because one of the ways of changing the focus, one of the ways of changing a person's focus, not thinking about how it could be better, but thinking about it could be a lot worse, is when a person is faced with the loss of something which he has. All the time when he has this object and he's no danger of losing it. Yeah, but I could have more. And he's busy thinking, like the Chavos HaVavos says, I could have more, I could have more. And nothing is changing his perspective to think about, it could be worse. But the minute he's faced with the danger and he sees the chush that this item might be taken away from him, all of a sudden he begins to picture life without Moshe Rabbeinu. Life without this chavos. And begin to think, how am I going to manage? And all of a sudden he chaps, because the perspective has been changed. How much worse it would be in Ochanama. Life would be much better with other things. But life would be much worse without this. And the fact that the thing is about to be taken away from him, that changes the perspective and forces him to look the other way, to look at how things would be worse. And so this is why there was no Mi'ikorah Ma'ikasama, there was no change of heart of Klal Yisrael. No, Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, so Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. So unfortunately, like the Chavos HaVavos says, Klal Yisrael were always thinking we could have a better leader. We could have a leader who gives us drink straight away without us having to wait. We could have a leader who does this, that and the other. Things could be better. And so they didn't think about, they weren't explaining it. Deep down, of course, but they weren't Eved, like a person who's receiving 4 billion chasodim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, deep down we appreciate, says the Chavos HaVavos. But the minds were so busy focusing and thinking about what I don't yet have, about the next stage, that I'm not Eved on those 4 billion chasodim. The minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nekoim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, and then it will be time for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Nifta. The minute Klal Yisrael heard that message and they heard that it's real, it's not a game, it's for real. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to leave them. So they began to picture life without Moshe Rabbeinu. How will we manage? And all of a sudden the perspective changes. And they began to focus about how they couldn't manage without Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of a sudden they began to appreciate Moedik Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Vayimosru, nobody wanted to go to the Muhammad. And so this is the Yesod, the Chavos HaVavos is Megala to us, the Kichas HaNefesh of a person. Unfortunately, human nature is, we're always thinking, many people are always focusing on that which they, the next thing which would make their life more comfortable. And therefore they haven't got time to appreciate in their minds that which they do have. And the avoda, the way to change that is, somehow or other, to change the perspective. To try and focus about how things could be without this, how things could be so much worse. And Baruch Hashem, Mechabos Sekom. The Welt sagt, Bashamayim Yudatayim, Bashamayim Mimau, Valaoretz Bitochas. So the bell's off. When it comes to Bashamayim, when it comes to Ruchnius, so Mimau, then you have to look at people higher than you. You can't look at people who are, I don't know whether one is allowed to bechalal consider anybody lower than me, but you're not allowed to look at a person who's lower than you and say, oh, Baruch Hashem, not doing so bad, he's lower than me. No, that's not the attitude in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, Kinas, Sofrim, Tarab Chochma, we have to look at people who are higher than us and strive to reach their Madrega. That's when it comes to Bashamayim. Or Baboretz, when it comes to Arzius, when it comes to Gashmius, then forget about what you don't yet have. Don't look that way. Mitachas. Look at those people who don't even have straw. Look at those people who are worse off. Person wakes up in the morning, think about there are people never who can't do what I'm doing. So I'm complaining that I don't have this and all of that. But look what I do have. Look how things could be so much worse. Everybody knows people who are much worse off than they are. And therefore forget about what you could have. No, but Balaoretz Mitochas. Look how things could be so much worse. Rashi brings in Bereshis, the center of Bereshis, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller, because the moon complained and the moon said, Ein Shnei Melochim, you can't have two kings ruling. And so Hashem punished the Levona, and he was Miet Esa Levona. So Rashi says, so Hashem then created the Kechovim, Lenachim, Lefayes Esa Levona, to comfort and to appease the Levona. How are the stars going to appease the Levona? And it's the same idea, some of the Farshim say. Levona looks at the sun, the huge sun, great big sun. Oy, 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 I couldn't be like the sun. I wish I would be bigger, I wish I would be like the sun. And he gets upset. And Hashem says to him, no, no, no. Look at the teeny weeny stars. Yes, I know that wherever they are, they're absolutely huge. But compared, the whole world is created for Klal Yisrael. And how much do stars serve Klal Yisrael? And how much does the Levona serve Klal Yisrael? The Levona serves Klal Yisrael infinitely more than the stars. So you could be as small as a star. You could be a teeny thing which people only see by, well, still, who knows, you only see by now, but which people, either they do look, don't look, and you're the Levona. You're the Levona, which every month people are looking out for you. You are so significant to us. So true, but don't look at Mimal. Don't look at higher. Look at things which are lower than you. And if Hashem made the Kechovim in order to comfort the moon, that the moon shall be able to see, metaphorically, that there are people who don't even have straw to sleep on. And when that perspective is changed, when that look changes, then we can really begin to appreciate what everything which we have. Once we begin to focus, not Mimal, but Mitachas. Every morning we make a bracha, Brichas Hashachar. Brachas. Pekeach Ivri. Why do we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, something like Al-Horiya, that we can see? Pekeach Ivri. I'm not blind, I never was blind. Hashem made me. We should say a bracha. Pekeach Ivri. Malbish Harumim. He clothes those who don't have clothes. Oh, Hashem, we should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Al-Hamalbushim. Mati Asurim. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That we can move. Why is this like sort of negative? Pekeach Ivrim, Mati Asurim, Soymech Noiflim, Soykev Kfufim. It's all like sort of negative. That we were no good and Hashem made us good. Why were Chazal Kaveh, the Nusach of the Bracha, like that? And then the Farshim say the Chazal were telling us this very message. A person, Lamashal, has difficulty with his eyesight. He can see. But he needs strong glasses. Maybe he has a bit of pain in his eyes. But the mice he can see. If you were to wake up in the morning and make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Al-Horiya, that I can see. Oh, you get with a krech, seeing. Eichmich seeing. I've got such pain and I can hardly see. And thus, we tell him, no. That's not the bracha you make. Pekeach Ivrim. Just think about the people of Rachman Litzlan who have never been able to see. Or those people who even once were able to see but now could no longer see. You're still going to complain? Pekeach Ivrim. Don't look how things could be better. Look how things could be so much worse. And then in the world there's an underveld. Mati Asurim. You can move. Yeah, I can move, but it's a schlep and a limp and a dot. Yeah, but look at some other people can't even do that. Asurim! And the man says, Mati Asurim, you can! Baruch Hashem, Chazdi Hashem, I can do that as well. And so are all the brachas. Chazal made the nusach of the brachas dafka with such a way to indoctrinate in us. Don't look how it could be better. Think, look at Nebuchadnezzar, those people who are mitachas. Think about the Ivrim, think about the Asurim, think about the Noiflim, think about the Kefufim, all those people, and then make a bracha. Sandra bracha. And then we appreciate everything which we have. It's Yerotzim. We should take the lesson of this Rashi and be able to look and the Oretz Mitochas, which will enable us to live a life of Simcha. When a person is besimcha, then there's no Lashon Hara, and there's no Sinas Chinam, loves everybody, and will bring Mashiach to the kingdom of Heirovi, Amenu, Amen.